Oh, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast from the Veg Grower Podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. It's certainly been a really, really good week here at the Veg Grower Podcast HQ. And the reason for that is I mentioned on Sunday that this week I was heading up to the Garden Press event, which is now pretty much becoming my annual pilgrimage at this point. It's in February every year. I go every year. It's always brilliant and it's a great chance just to catch up some familiar faces and see what's new in the gardening world. Now, the plan was I headed up on Monday morning, got the train up to London, and I met up with Lee Connolly, aka the school gardening coach, formerly known as the Skinny Jean Gardener. You've probably heard of him. He's one of my best friends. We had a good wander around London, went into the Battersea Power Station. We were told there was gardens outside, but it was mostly grass, to be honest. Wrong time of year to look at gardens, but we had a good day. And then in the evening, we met up with a couple more people from our world. Saul Walker from the Talking Heads podcast, you probably have heard of him. Very good friend of mine as well. And then Jonathan, who does a lot of photography in the garden, who actually lives just around the corner. Always good to have a good catch up before the madness of the event. And then on the day, Lee and I stayed in a hotel together. We actually went to a little cafe. We met up with another good friend of mine, Steve from the Digwell Green Fingers channel. And we had breakfast before we went into the show. Now, on the day we went in, it's always packed full with brands just trying to show off their latest products. The whole idea of this event is to get those companies, get those brands in front of the media. So it's people like myself, podcasters, Instagrammers, right up to TV, radio. You know, we're walking around and it could be David Dominey or Adam Frost just there, and all of which, you know, all in the same room. It's always a good, it's a good chance to really have a good show. And the idea of this is just to sort of see what's coming, ask questions, and just start trying to build together opportunities to create content. Now, of course, this meant I had lots of chats about upcoming projects and ideas, compost brands, feed and fertilizer companies, tools, gadgets. Robotic lawnmowers are pretty much out in force, but there was a couple that literally looked like racing cars. It was absolutely wild. Now, there's quite a few things that have piqued my interest that we're going to be finding out as we go on throughout the year. But one thing that was really quite groundbreaking, although I'm not entirely sold on it, was an AI horticultural guide. I'm not entirely sure what I think about it, to be honest. It's definitely an interesting idea, but it's basically AI. You go in and you can talk to it and ask it questions about your gardening, and it will come back and help. The thing that really puts me off, price. As always, it always comes down to price. Now, one of the other things is that when I come away from this event, I always end up with plenty of samples to trial, and I suspect there will be more arriving over the next few weeks. It'd be things like compost and wall pellets, mulches, feeds and fertilizers, lots of things. And of course, we got lots of seeds to test as well. Now, speaking of seeds, it's today was a day that we had selected to sow the leeks from this month's seed pack. Now, leeks are one of those crops that are surprisingly easy once you know the trick. And in fact, I spoke about this just the other day. Now, if you are sowing any leek seeds, what I recommend is you start with a good quality seed compost and fine and free draining. What I've done is I've filled up a polystyrene box with good seed compost, and then I just scattered the seeds over the top and then just given it a very light sprinkle with some more compost. Now, I've gone for polystyrene boxes because they're quite large. They hold on to the water, the moisture quite well. They keep the soil moist but not waterlogged. And because they're polystyrene, they hold on the warmth just a little bit longer. Now, I place these in my greenhouse. They do like a bit of warmth just to get going, but once they've germinated, they're quite happy in cooler conditions. Then when they are pencil thick later in the year, that is when we will take them out of that polystyrene box, dip them into holes in their final position, and drop them in, and then just let the rain fill the hole for you. That probably won't be until about May, so plenty of time. What I like to do is I sow some leek seeds every single month between now and May, just so we can spread out the amount of leeks that we get and how we get on. Once they are planted, of course, they're going to need a bit of feed. Now, because leeks are all about the foliage, they're all about those healthy green shoots. Chicken manure pellets is the best feed that we can give them. And that's all they're going to really need. Every so often, every 6 weeks, say a handful of chicken manure pellets around the plants will be fine. Now, one of the key things I mentioned is when we dib the hole. Now, when we dib the hole, we do want to go quite deep. We want to get those plants down to about the leaves. And this is important because we want that blanched stem, that white blanched stem that just gives us good quality leeks that are sweet. Some people will actually wrap leeks in cardboard or pull up a soil around the side. You can do all that if you want, but personally, I just dib a hole quite deep, good 6 inches deep, and drop it into that, drop the leek into that hole. Now, moving on from that, it is coming up to the weekend, and I'm sure, like many of us, we've got lots of things that we want to do this very weekend. So here's a few jobs that you could probably do this weekend. Now, if you haven't started chitting your potatoes, it's a good opportunity to start that. Run down to your garden centre, buy some seed potatoes, get them home, and then what you want to do is pot them in something like an egg box, stand them up with the eyes facing up, and then place them somewhere cool but with plenty of light. My greenhouse, my shed is ideal. Something like that is absolutely fantastic. Moving on from that, we want to sow hardy crops undercover. Broad beans, peas, lettuce, spinach, onions and leeks are just some of those seeds. Need to finish preparing any beds by adding compost. Don't dig the soil if it's wet. If you are a digger, I'm not. I just place that compost on top. Finish up pruning any apple and pear trees before the buds break, and check any overwinter plants for wind damage or what. Mulch perennial beds to lock in any moisture and suppress weeds. This could be with things like straw or compost. And of course, clean and sharpen any tools ready for the busy season. Now, in a greenhouse polytunnel, you could begin sowing tomatoes, chilies, aubergines if you have any heat. Certainly something that I've been doing a lot of. Keep an eye on ventilation. Those sunny days can cause sudden temperature spikes, so something to keep an eye on. Water sparingly. Seedlings hate sitting in cold, wet compost. And then, of course, plan your seed sowing calendar if you haven't done so. Sort through any stored crops. Remove anything that is starting to sprout or rot. And then batch cook any gluts or hanging anything that's left over in the freezer that needs using up. So, quite a bit to get done this weekend. I know it is going to be a busy one for many of us. Hopefully the weather is going to be on our side. It is all about being dry at the moment. Right, I am going to pack up and head to bed. Thanks so much for joining me. I will be back again on Sunday. I'll give you a run through what's been going on here over the weekend. Until then, please take care.